Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. You text them, we try and answer them. It's Text Roulette with Elizabeth and Radar. And if we can't answer, maybe somebody in our mixed family can try and help. Offer advice.
Anything.
Ask and you shall receive, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we'll give the best possible answer we can. And maybe it really is a question of something that you're debating. A decision you should make.
It could be anything.
Anything you want.
Anything.
We spin the wheel and we'll land on it. And you can send them throughout the day. Send those texts 24/7 because there was one time I think we landed at number 59.
The numbers do.
So we were really scrolling.
The numbers can land wherever. The Siding Unlimited text line is 414-432-1099. Let's spin the wheel.
Do it.
40.
Again, you can send those texts in 24/7 because you just never know what number we're going to land on.
I laugh because it's like one, refresh, two, three,
four. There's 10 on a page.
Oh, that's good because I'll just take this first one. Well, wait a minute, as long as it's clean here. Okay, I don't see any F-bomb action there. Okay, good. Here we go. My husband and I ask this question every time we use the toaster. Why is the cord near the front and not in the back of the toaster? That is the text roulette we landed on today. People, can you help out? A lot of you using the toaster every morning.
Wait a minute, though. I feel like we're ready reference here. Isn't this a simple Google search? I mean, I'm flattered you brought it to text roulette.
Hey, it was questioned.
And now I'm thinking
and it
about
was sent
our,
in.
Our own toaster. And our cord does kind of go up from the front, but you can bend it then to plug it into the
back. But why does it come in the front or come out the front? You're absolutely
because
right.
Because that's where the buttons are.
So?
In the front.
Why wouldn't you have the cord stick in the back? You don't have
no,
your
no,
TV.
You're misunderstanding. I'm saying correct. Why is it out the front when the front is where the buttons are?
I thought you said you want it there. Yeah.
No, but that doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. It's like having the power cord for your TV in the front and then have to stick it down and then you'd see it all the time. Why would you put it in the front? Power cord for my TV's underneath or in the back. Why would do toasters have it near the front and not in the back of the toaster? That's what the texter is asking.
It's an appliance that could be considered dangerous and it gets hot, so you don't want a really long cord in the event that it could fall off the counter.
Do you have a gas oven or do you have an electric oven?
Yes, and making tacos, I actually didn't realize until I was cleaning up that I kept the gas on. I kept the burner on low. I just realized that last night when I was cleaning up.
I have an electric oven and the plug is in the back. It's not in the front and go looping all the way to the back. So why would that be? Your microwave. Isn't the cord? Yes.
The cord's in the back.
The cord's in the back.
Think of the coffee maker. The coffee maker gets hot and the cord is in the back.
My Nespresso machine. It's in the back. It's not in the front. Why do toasters have it in the front?
Yeah, because let's be real. You want to have the party in the front and the business in the back. The business in the back is the cord.
That's right.
The party in the front is, ooh, bagels. Am I just going to toast one side of this?
That's right. You want the mullet in the back is what you want. But you want the business in the front. The cord should go in the back. Why do they make
Does
them
someone
this way?
Know? Are
Somebody's
you an expert
know
on
things.
This before so, we actually go to Google? Because I'm dying to go to Google and find out what's up with this.
Maybe you sell appliances.
Something I've never thought about until this question with text roulette.
I've never.
It has to be a safety issue of some kind.
I cry and complain, though. Oh, this stupid thing is in the front. Why do I have to wrap? Because my wife, Jess, and I, when we make toast, we always put the toaster away. It doesn't stay out on the counter. And so I'm always wrapping up the cord when we're done. And I'm like, you know, it would be great if it was like in the back. Boom. Would have just popped right in the toaster slot. I could put it away. We're good to go. No, it has to be in the front. So now what do you do?
So weird. Okay, these are our best answers. What are you thinking? 414-432-1099. You can call. You can text in. Be a part of Text Roulette. Maybe, like Radar said, you work at an appliance store and you sell appliances.
Somebody help with this.
Or you've been at Walmart and you work in that aisle and you know what the heck this is about. Because it does. It's breaking my brain already this morning.
It's going to keep me up. I'm not going to get my nap later in today. It's going to be ridiculous. I can't sleep. Why? The toaster! 414-432-1099.
It has to be based on safety, that you don't want a really long cord for something that can get hot in the event that it gets knocked over.
Safety?
Yeah.
But it comes out the front and goes to the back. If I'm trying to
then
move
you're right. Then you're right by the outlet.
I'm going to knock that toaster over, hooking that cord. Now I'm really scared to use my toaster.
Well, and we didn't want to go right to Google. We wanted to see what we could come up with for our best answer, but I'm saying it's a safety issue. Mm-hmm. Here is a text that came in to the Sign-In Unlimited text line that said, there is probably a pull-out tray in the back to empty crumbs. That's possible. We have one of those trays. Maybe that's why. But couldn't that tray be in the front?
I was going to say, couldn't you put it in the front and then the cord in the back? Kind of like you said, business in the front, party in the back.
And then there's someone that texted in that said, the wire goes out the back. Well, what kind of toaster do you have? Because that's not what we have.
What? That's not what we have either.
So finally.
Frustrating.
Going to Google.
Okay, let's get
why
it.
Why are toaster cords in the front?
No, wait. Were you able to find something that actually makes sense and we're going to sit there and say, amen?
Yes.
Okay, what you got?
The reason why the cords typically come out the front of the toaster for ease of use, allowing convenient access to a nearby electrical outlet on the kitchen counter while preventing the cord from dangling behind the toaster and potentially getting snagged, causing spills, or being a tripping hazard. So it is convenience and it's safety. And think about the accessibility that you have when you're plugging into an outlet, because it is one of those appliances that you could really get hurt. Now, let me ask you another question.
Bring it. What you got?
When you get something stuck in there, do you unplug it before you put the knife in there?
You have to unplug it.
I agree with you, but I had a college roommate that said, oh, that's a wives' tale, and would just be sticking forks and knives and things in there as I'm across the kitchen watching her thinking, oh my gosh, am I going to witness her death right in front of me? What is she doing?
Do you want to see a parent come flying across the room as fast as they possibly can? Here's what I did as a kid. You just reminded me. I always liked s'mores as a kid. And then we'd have a little bonfire like at my grandfather's farm up in Armstrong Creek. And it's like, oh, we're making s'mores. I had this bright idea. I must have been 9. I'm going to use the toaster.
And, for s'mores?
And put a marshmallow over the toaster. So I found my dad's little hooks that he uses for the marshmallow.
You thought this is a heat source?
Absolutely. And I'm a latchkey kid. I'm home all the time by myself. Luckily, my dad was home. This is the fastest I've ever seen him move
Big
in my
Frank
life.
Sprinting across the house.
Big time. Yeah, I put this marshmallow on there. I put the toaster down. I'm like heating it up. You should have heard I can't say what the filth and foul that came out of his mouth. He runs over there, knocks that thing out of my hand. Didn't slap me, but hit that thing out of my hand. I'm like, what? Boy, did I get a chewing out. If that metal touches that toaster, you're dead. You never do that. What? I thought this was a great idea.
Kids, don't try this at home.
No, do not do that.